Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, hello, Jamie. How's everything going?
Oh, it's going pretty good today.
All right.
Exciting things happening in the world of solar.
I bet. Seems like there's something new every week.
Yeah, I just saw a news story today that because of the bankruptcy with PG&E, they're expecting rates to double.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad I went solar? Question mark.
Yep. I agree. Me too. And it's going to be pretty exciting to see if see what happens, I guess, in the world of solar.
I guess so. So do you know what you want to talk about in today's episode?
Yeah, you know, in light of everything changing every day in solar, we just hear so many crazy stories in the world of solar sales. And so I thought it would be a good idea to kind of get people ready for going solar, really what they should be, you know, prepare ahead of time so they are more in control of the process rather than letting the solar company dictate to them what is going to happen.
Oh, I'm sure that maybe their interests don't align sometimes. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, sometimes most companies are kind of in, you know, they're normal, and so they want to do what's in their best interest and not so much in the best interest of the client. And we hear, it's just like I said, we hear so many horror stories of salespeople promised me X and I got Y, and now that salesperson's gone and nobody knows nothing about nothing is one of my favorite sayings. So,
ouch.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought I would focus on the positive, focus on how we could potential clients out there actually go solar the right way.
Oh, okay. So what's the first step? What should they do in their first step in preparing to go solar?
The first step is really do a few minutes of research. It's really important to check.
Their research, how should they start their research process?
Well, check with the state website for contractors. So in California, customers can just Google California contractor license lookup, and they can, you know, whatever company they're talking to, they can verify that that company not only has a valid license, but it also has a valid insurances. And so there's one company we just met the other day, and not only did the sales company not have a license, but the installer that they were using, they had a suspended license, and it had been suspended since 2015. And so I have no idea how they're even able to pull permits or anything like that. But the guy said they're selling a ton of solar. And a ton of solar leases. And so it's our worst case scenario, unfortunately.
If a homeowner goes with, like, they, and obviously if one were to check and then see suspended license, stay far away from such a company?
That's probably a good choice. There's lots of choices out there when it comes to solar. So, but starting with the state, you know, they definitely are doing a much better job of policing contractors, and it's not easy to get a contractor's license. So, you know, definitely want to deal with licensed contractors who are insured and who have workers' comp, because if somebody hurts themselves on your roof, or if they fall off the roof, worst case, you know, really hurt themselves, and that contractor has no workers' comp insurance, guess who's going to be named in that lawsuit?
Well, the person who's losing their house to pay for the treatment for the person who was injured.
Yeah, you got that right. And
oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, it's, you know, most of the
Okay, so what's the second thing that people should do?
So we got cut off. So I just wanted to check our. We talked about Yelp, Facebook, Google, private messaging clients, or people who have used that company before.
Oh no! Okay, so that's okay. The second part. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the next part, yeah, is definitely if you see something out of the ordinary, maybe a bad review and everything else is good, you know, feel free to message that person. And they may or may not get back to you, but, you know, again, you're doing your due diligence on should you go with this company or not. Mm-hmm. The other thing, the next thing to really, you know, aside from the reputation, is one of the things that, you know, it seems to be pretty unique to solar is that when somebody is selling a roof, they really don't have to come up with a financing solution. And so solar companies are kind of forced to be an all-in-one service that not only is proposing the construction of the solar project, but now they're also in the position of, you know, they need to provide the financing. But what I'm going to recommend actually is that the customer actually gets the financing ahead of time. And in that way, you can really, you know, and you don't have to get approved for a specific amount. You can be approved, pre-approved for, say, $30,000 or $25,000, whatever, you know, it's just an amount that can be always be updated. But the good news is that if the customer gets pre-approved, now they're really in charge of the solar project and not the solar company. They can avoid all of the issues of a solar lease, a power purchase agreement, a PACE loan, all of the things that we've discussed before.
Yeah.
They can also, and on the last podcast, we talked about unsecured loans.
Right.
And so this is a way that they can avoid all of that.
So this is the way they can avoid all of that.
Yeah. And so then that puts them in control. And so really, you know, that it, having the financing, having the reputation of the companies that they want to go with. And then, you know, we hate to hear this and we hate to recommend it in any of the contracting business, but it certainly makes sense is to really get three bids. And then, but do research not only on the company that's installing it, but do research on the equipment. And we've talked about podcasts about different solar panels and the inverter. But it's really, you know, the inverter is the key to the whole thing. And we've recommended before the Solar Edge system. And we actually have someone from Solar Edge that's going to be coming on the podcast pretty soon.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about why Solar Edge is, you know, really the new standard in solar and where it's going and what improvements we can see coming future wise. But anyway, so those are the main reasons to get ahead of the solar process.
Wow. And when someone gets a bid from a solar company, that solar company is going to say, here's our suggested system and here's the manufacturers of each part of the system. So you should do your research on each one of those parts, right?
Yeah. You know, it's more times than not, the equipment is you can't really go wrong. There are some companies out there, some major solar panel manufacturers, and I'll name it is SunPower. Where their earnings were just announced and they're losing over $800 million in 1 year. That is a lot of money that, you know, they're a manufacturing company. They're not like Uber or Amazon, where they can just lose $1 billion and try to make.
So they aren't like Amazon and those other companies where they can lose, you know, $1 billion and still keep going.
No, no. They actually make a tangible product that has a lot of inputs and a lot of labor into it. So
right.
Them losing $1 billion is substantial. Or, you know, 800 million. Holy cow. I can't even imagine losing $8. Much less eight. I would be super angry if I lost $10 in the laundry or whatever. But $800 million. So I just don't see how that's sustainable. So, and, you know, the warranties on these products are 25 years. And so if SunPower were to somehow go out of business, the customer is kind of stuck should there ever be a problem.
I would imagine other manufacturers aren't rushing to say, hey, we'll cover that warranty.
No. But, you know, there are other solar panels we can plug in place of those should that happen. But
oh, okay.
That means we're buying those. It's not covered under a warranty. So
got it.
One last thing I wanted to talk about is trees. You know, we've talked to other podcasts about I love trees. But we had a case this week where a customer ready to go solar. We begged them, please, you know, have your trees trimmed back so that the solar panels will get more sun. Mm-hmm. He refused. Nope, not interested. Then we said, well, you know, for fire safety, you know, this is the branches are overhanging your roof. Never had a problem, not interested. Then we said, you know, this is the trees, the branches leading onto your roof are like a super highway for rodents. Oh. And that's where he stopped.
I like shade, but I don't like rats.
Loves the shade, hates rats. And guess who had a major rat infestation when we did our site inspection?
Probably that guy. Probably that guy.
You are correct. He did. And now not only were there rats in the attic, but the rats had eaten the underlayment underneath his roof. So now we've got to have a roofer come in, redo the roof, the underlayment at least, replace it. So it's just a big pain in the neck and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's moving the trees away from his house. But it's really critical. If a house is completely shaded, there's really not much energy the solar panels are going to produce, no matter what. So we highly recommend trimming back the trees below the roof line. If they're really close to the house, we unfortunately recommend having those trees removed because of the fire hazard and because of the solar exposure and the availability of different rodents to get into the home and the attic.
Yeah, and I guess they probably love solar panels too.
No, they only really pigeons are the and it's really strange how pigeons sometimes will find a solar panel system and sometimes not. So very weird.
Yep. All right. Yep. Any final messages before we wrap up for today?
Yeah, just, you know, don't be a victim. You know, really get ahead of the solar process. Get ahead. If you're looking at going solar, take charge of the process. Don't just rely on what the sales guy is telling you.
Yeah, as always, listening to this podcast.
Exactly.
You're already way ahead of the competition.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, great. Thank you very much, everyone. If you have a question and you want it answered on a future episode, please drop us a line at straighttalk@solarharmonics.com or follow us on Facebook. Feel free to post a question there. Thanks a lot, everybody.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.